Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We had to just take an air conditioning break here on the show.
A little steamy in here.
Cool down the studio.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Getting hot in here.
Don't keep saying that. Don't give Rick any.
I think I say the next line. I thought, No.
We don't give. Don't give Rick any encouragement.
Over the head.
I'm feeling a little harassed. Are you implying you want me to take my shirt off and wave it? I don't come over here for that kind of.
Yeah, Mike read my mind as I was about to sing the next line and gave me that look like, don't even tempt him.
Is this a hostile work environment for you, Rick?
I'm feeling a little hostilized.
Anywho,
you know, male sexual harassment of males is a really underreported phenomenon.
Yes, I know that it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Although I do remember there was one of those like 28, 29 year old teachers sleeping with her 12 year old student.
Mm-hmm.
Well, older woman
Letourneau.
Teacher. I don't remember which one. She was really good looking.
Mm.
And I remember Jimmy Kimmel was talking after the court verdict. He said, like, so, you know, the woman, the teacher, was sentenced to 5 to 8 years medium security, and the boy was sentenced to high fives for life.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Terrible, I tell you.
Okay.
It's sad truth.
Rick, yeah. You are so responsive. I ask you, come on, say some crazy, fun stuff, and boom, you come right in with it.
It's just,
these are the things that are true, and I think it's funny that we want to pretend so hard to acknowledge them, and then we wonder why kids think we actually aren't able to communicate, like, honestly. It's
mm-hmm.
weird.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amber, what you got for us this week?
So this sounds dry, but it's actually got some interesting data points. We have the new condition of education, which just came out this week. I'll highlight a few of the more interesting data points for us to mull over. First, we see that school choice continues to make headway. The number of students enrolled in public charter schools more than tripled from 99,000 to 08-09, from 340,000 to 1.4 million. So now we've got roughly 5% of all public schools as charter schools, compared to 1% 10 years ago. We sort of know that. But another little factoid, private school enrollment fell from a high of 6.3 million students in 2001-02 to 5.5 million last year. Further, private schools enrolled about 10% of elementary and secondary students in 9-10, down from a high of 12% a few years earlier. So apparently Catholic schools and conservative Christian schools are posting large numbers in terms of declines. During the same time, public school enrollment is increasing by about 2.1 million students to 40. Now we've got about almost 50 million from 01 to 09. We also have a couple interesting factoids about post-secondary education. Undergraduate enrollment.
Ooh, this is fun so
This
far.
Is fun. Increased by 4.4
this is
million.
It's almost as good as you know, hot teachers sleeping with their 12-year-old students.
I continue. For-profit degree programs had a big spike, about 27% increase in for-profit degree programs.
I feel like it's back, like in June, back in high school. This is how I remember feeling.
All right, I'm going to end on a really high note. I'm not even going to tell you. This is also interesting. The geeks around the table, of which I'm the only one, 5 fields had most of the bachelor's degree. What do you guys think most kids graduate in?
Psychology.
That came in last. What are the other 4?
That came in. That was not.
Last 5. Of the 5,
yeah,
right?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Psychology.
Education.
Yep. Come on, everybody's got this. My significant other's getting one.
English.
Business. MBA.
Business.
Anywho.
Not MBA. No, no. The
well, business. Yeah. Health. Yeah, health is the other one. Psychology. Like, who? What do you do with a psychology degree? Anyway, finally, total expenditures per student obviously continues to rise. But guess what? This is interesting. I know you'll agree. What do you think was the highest increase? Not current expenditures, not employee benefits. What do you think really went up?
Wow. If you were around a table and you could show this, it would still be dull.
Interest
but doing
on
this over the radio,
interest.
People are going to be bored out of their minds.
Interest on school debt. Huh? What do you think about that?
It went way up high.
105%. Yeah, increase. We're paying more per student. Went from $159 to $326.
All right.
That's a big deal.
That is interesting.
That is
we
a big
are spending
deal.
A lot of
you know,
money.
I got to say, Ams, I think a better technique for rattling off lots of stats like this
yes.
is to ask a couple of questions and then tease them and be like, you know,
all right,
you
I'll
can
try
go
that.
Online and find it. So people go, ooh,
I not try to do that when I said, what 5 professions do you think
I like
kids
that.
Graduate
you,
in?
That works
that was
better.
Engaging.
You know,
you.
On the psychology major question, I do remember there was a girl freshman year in college. And this is when psychology is useful. I remember one of my friends, he was, you know, he's bummed. I think he broke up with his girlfriend. And she said, you can always talk to me. I'm a psych major.
That's awesome. That's great. Did she get all Freudian on him?
No, I think it was actually a way she was trying to, you know, trying to hook up. Mm-hmm. I think it was, but it's a strategy.
Since public charter schools are gaining students and private schools are losing them, we have With or Without You by U2.